A very Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas to you. Isn't it wonderful to get swept into a story? You know what it's like? To get swept up into a story? It's what happens with all the truly great ones. The great stories. You get swept in. That's why you'll never forget seeing the Star Wars movies with family a few years back. Some of you nodding your heads. You remember? How many of you remember? How many of you are fans of the Star Wars series? Came out at Christmas time a number of years in a row. Ah, so good. How about the Hobbit movies? How many of you were into the Hobbit movies? Remember those coming out at the seasonal times, holiday times? A lot of fun. How about something a little more classic, like Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol? How many of you Christmas Carol fans? How many of you already watched it this season? Okay, a little survey on this. How many of you, it's got to be, when it comes to A Christmas Carol, got to be George C. Scott 1984 version of the movie? How many of you? How many of you, it's got to be a black and white, classic black and white Christmas Carol? Yeah? How many of you, Muppets version of Christmas Carol? Yeah. The greatest stories, well, what happens? We get swept up in them. And the truly great ones, they sweep you in and they make it like you're right there and they have this lasting effect, right? It's so lasting that they actually, in some way, start to change your heart, really. The really good ones, the great ones, they change your heart. So you're never really the same again. That's true with the original, truest of true Christmas stories in Luke chapter 2. Luke 2, we're told of Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem because of the Roman census. Chaotic time. Roman census commanded to be taken. There'd be a new wave of Roman taxation coming because of that census. New taxes. Anybody here just love taxes? How many of you just love taxes? Yeah. No. This was a chaotic time. It's a bad news time in history, full of bad people who were abusively powerful, plus the ravages of war on the global scene because Rome is in charge and waging war all over the place, plus a wrecked economy at that time there in that region of Palestine. Overall, cruelty and injustices everywhere. Sound familiar? It was a bad news time to be alive. And that night, when Mary and Joseph landed in this little town, Bethlehem, and Jesus was born, there was no space in the public lodging, so they had to place Jesus in a manger. There was no place in public lodging, so he had to be placed in a manger, this space for animals, a feed trough for animals. I invite you to listen. Go ahead, listen, and get swept into the story. And as you do, as you hear the old story, I want to urge you, invite you to note several special angelic messages that might just wing their flight into your heart tonight. Listen and watch for the angelic messages and let them wing flight into your heart tonight. Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. We're going to jump into the story right there. Luke 2, verse 8 says, "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly," verse 9, "suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign." Note the sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. So these hardworking shepherds were stunned. And note the angel's opening portion of the message. Angelic words, opening part of the message. Don't be afraid. Ironic, right? I'm funny, really, right? How could they help but be afraid? It would happen to you too, right? If you were right there, all of a sudden, don't be afraid. You'd be shaking too. But then you've probably got something right now that's got you shaking. Most of us do. I do. It might be family that you're going to face in the next couple of hours here with Christmas Eve or the next couple of days. Or maybe you're sitting next to them right now and they're actually pretty scared of them. It might be health trauma or financial drama that you're up against. It might be the deep grief you're journeying through in this season. And there are a lot of us right now. You have friends and family members. I have a number of precious people near and dear to me who are journeying grief right now. And it's frightening. Let these angelic words, I'm serious, don't miss this. Let these angelic words tonight wing their flight into your heart. Through the angels, God says to you tonight, don't be afraid. And he means it. He means it. It's for you. Don't be afraid. Sincerely, friends, receive those words right now. Make them your own. And note some more of the angelic message. See it right here in the sacred ancient text. The angelic message continues, good news of great joy to all people. Don't miss that. To all people. You might be tempted tonight to think, this was for people long, long ago, or a certain style of people, or a certain rank of people. No, to all people, that includes you. Good news of great joy to all people. What? Why? The Savior, Messiah, King, the King, King Jesus has been born. This good news, watch this, don't miss it. This good news ultimately will overcome all the bad news. That's redemption, friends. That's redemption. Our human souls and eternal destinies saved, rescued, delivered. All creation renewed someday. Here's where we take the long range view. This is the essence of faith, taking the long range view, daring to believe that God will do the unthinkable, do something amazing long range in redeeming it all. All the ugly injustices and the twisted wickedness of history. All the Darth Mauls of history, and there have been tons of them. All of it bowing before King Jesus. All of it humbled and judged right by King Jesus, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord. The good news, our Savior King has come. And the essence of Christmas faith, to believe this message, is to dare to believe that God will do what he promises he will do. Long range, it's taking the long view. He forgives. Now, here's where it gets really personal. It's one thing to leave it out there, history, creation, but move it in close and personal. Right here, your own heart. Let this wing flight into your own heart tonight. He forgives. He forgives our sins. He gives us that second and third and 700th chance. He supplies that forgiveness. He forgives and he overcomes the curse of sin. All the worst news, the best news of Christmas is that the good news of Jesus overcomes the worst news. It's wonderful to believe, to open your heart tonight and to deeply receive this best news ever. Isn't it the best news ever? Absolutely. And don't miss it. Don't miss it. Maybe, did you notice it? This is something a few years ago I had totally missed. Did you catch it? Initially, what? Just one angel? Just one angel and the glory of the Lord all around. And then what happens? Well, a whole bunch more angels show up. Consider what might have happened. What might have transpired. Watch this. Take a look.
Gloria, Gloria.
That doesn't sound right.
It's sounding better.
Don't patronize me, Harriet.
Your Gloria really does sound better.
You really think so?
Yes. Much less totally awful.
Fine. You know so much, let's hear you do it.
No.
Why not?
I'm saving my voice.
But we have a performance in just a few minutes.
Exactly.
So, shouldn't you at least be warming up?
Look, we're two angels in an entire host. I'm really not worried about my voice.
I barely even made it into this host. My audition was terrible.
I know.
You heard about that?
Harold. Everybody heard about that.
Man!
Did you really say in Exodus Jello?
I have a hard time with Latin, okay?
Well, let's hope you get it right today.
It's not perfect.
Aw, come on. How bad can it be? Let's hear it. In excelsis Deo.
In exegetical Mayo. I should just quit now. Just go tell Michael and Gabriel to put me back in zoology. I'll go back to counting bugs.
Oh, why are you so worried about this?
Because this is my first big announcement. I've been auditioning forever, and I only got in on this one because they took everyone who tried out.
Wow, I didn't realize it was going to be that big a host.
Yes, it's huge. This is the biggest one ever. It's the biggest announcement ever.
I know. I mean, they have been talking about this one for a while.
You've been in a heavenly host before?
Oh, yeah. Remember Isaiah's vision?
The year King Uzziah died.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory.
Wow. Can you teach me? Like, be my mentor?
You don't need a mentor, just a little more experience.
But this is the big one. It's unprecedented. God is going to become human.
I know.
And I've heard there's more to the plan.
Yeah?
Yeah. Something about saving all of humanity.
Did you hear about that from Dave? Dave in accounting.
You know Dave?
Everybody knows Dave.
But why would the boss want to save all of humanity after everything they've done?
It is a mystery.
Seriously, how many proclamations did he send them? How many prophets? How many plagues, banishments, desolations? He's already done so much.
Except this.
So why?
You really don't know.
Do you?
Look, after your first failed edition, did you give up?
What does that have to do with anything?
Did you give up or did you try again?
I took another chance, sure.
And what happened?
I failed again.
You did more than just fail. You bombed.
I know. I was there.
And then you tried again.
And failed again.
But not as bad as the first time. What if after that first failed audition, they had said to you, "That's it. Nope, you failed. Not gonna get any more chances. You'll never be any better than counting bugs." This is exactly that. It's another chance. A second, third, 700th chance.
Do you think it'll work?
Look, God wants nothing more than to have man reconciled to him. And he's willing to do anything, even this, to make it happen. So, I guess we wait and see. Oh, I think it's about time. Looks like they're lining up. So what do you say? Are you gonna give this thing another chance? Or are you gonna be content counting bugs?
It's just a song.
Maybe, but it is a chance to be better. A second, third, 700th chance. And I can guarantee you, this time, it's gonna be more than just a few Glorias.
Wait for me!
Verse 13 in Luke 2 says, "Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying," listen to their message, verse 14, "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, verse 15 says, "The shepherds said to each other, 'Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary," verse 19 says, "but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them." Everyone is responsive to the glorious angelic news. Everyone is responsive. The shepherds run to see and then tell others. Mary ponders what's happened. The old lines in the sacred text actually relate how she took these things into her heart and she turned them over and over again. She kept turning them over and over. You know what happens when something enters your heart and you just can't stop thinking about it and you ponder it? That's what Mary did. So try to imagine if you were personally a part of that original Christmas Eve. I can tell by the look in your eye, many of you have gotten swept up in the story again tonight. Let that angelic good news wing flight into your heart in fresh ways tonight. How would you respond? How will you respond? I want to invite you. I want to challenge you. I want to urge you. If your own heart is stirred, if you've sensed truth wing flight into your heart tonight and you're stirred right now tonight by the good news the angels proclaimed, I want to invite you to pray to personalize this angelic message and to personalize it like this. Lord, I believe the angelic good news. I'm trusting Jesus to be my Savior and King. Thank you for coming, Jesus. I believe you lived, died, and rose to life for me. I trust you to forgive me and do your redeeming work in me. I'm trusting you and your gracious good news right now and forever. Amen. A prayer like that, said from the depths of your heart, is the most, friends, it is the most defining moment, most pivotal prayer you could ever pray in your life. And I invite you tonight, if you've never done it before, to personalize that prayer, your own trust, your own faith in the Lord Jesus like that. I urge you, I challenge you, that is the best Christmas prayer you could ever pray. I invite you to make it your own tonight. I'm going to give you a moment right now to reflect and personalize that. If you'd like to, I'd urge you, you can bow your head and close your eyes right now. If you still need to glance up at the screen to see the words, if you've never before personalized that kind of trust and faith in Jesus, I urge you tonight to do that. I'm going to pause and be quiet and give you space to personalize the angelic message tonight. I invite you to pray right now. Precious Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth for us. We praise you, Lord. Thank you so much for humbly coming to a manger. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for such a story and for allowing us to get swept up in the story tonight. Thank you for the angelic message taking flight into our hearts. Continue to do your new work, your fresh work in us, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much that you came, that you taught, that you worked miracles, that you, Lord, died on the cross for us and you rose again for us. And we thank you and we praise you. And right now tonight, Lord, we want you to know how much we love you, and we come and we adore you right now, Jesus. In your precious name we pray, amen. If you've prayed that way tonight, deciding to trust Jesus for the first time, I want to urge you, before you leave tonight, in a few minutes when we're all done, I urge you to stop by one of the angel cutouts. There's one up here on the side, and there's one in the very back of the auditorium, and one out in the foyer. Out by the nativity scene, and I invite you, warmly invite you, if you pray tonight for the first time, to trust this incredible good news, this angelic message of Jesus, I invite you to grab a cutout angel like this and pause and pray and reflect and thank the Lord Jesus. And as a memory marker for you of this defining moment tonight in your life, I invite you to take one of these cutout angels. And in these moments right now, I invite you to listen as the team sings and enter in some more reflection right now, remembering in precious ways what Jesus has done.